USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As California pushes for more mask mandates in the Golden State, Los Angeles County doctors are speaking out, saying this decision by California lawmakers is not based on science.
If the experience of our hospitals reflective of across the county, which I believe it is, we're just seeing nobody with severe COVID disease.
Just the same. It's not changed. It's been the same. It's like 2 months of the same.
Los Angeles County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer says masks are needed to protect people of color. Red-hot inflation is stifling millions of U.S. households, but the rising price of everyday necessities has squeezed one group particular, retirees living on a fixed income. Experts say today's inflation could ultimately push more seniors into higher tax brackets as a result because of what is likely to be record high cost of living increases. USA Radio News.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? The 2022 Proof Silver Eagle coin sold out at the U.S. Mint almost immediately, but a recent stash has hit the market. That's right. Brand new 2022 coins in collector quality proof condition. Each 1 ounce pure silver coin bears the iconic W Mint mark for the West Point Mint, rarely seen on coins today. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of these special American Silver Eagles are available. Just call 1-800-895-7267 and you are guaranteed a 2022 W-proof Silver Eagle. These are sold out at the U.S. Mint. You must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-895-7267. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping and a bonus Collector Patriots Pack. Over a $33 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure your new 2022 W American Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-895-7267.
The Mississippi abortion building that led to the fall of Roe has been sold.
The Mississippi abortion clinic at the center of the U.S. Supreme Court case that overturned Roe versus Wade has been sold. Diane Derzes told the Associated Press the furniture and equipment from Jackson Women's Health Organization has been moved from the building famously known as the Pink House to a new clinic she will open in New Mexico. The clinic stopped offering the procedure earlier this month before a Mississippi trigger law banning most abortions went into effect. The clinic is still challenging the law. Still, Derzes says the clinic will not reopen even if it prevails in court. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Authorities identified the hero that took down the Indiana mall shooter on Sunday. Three victims were killed. And likely 22-year-old Elijah Dickens saved countless others from being gunned down by his legally concealed handgun in a mall that said no weapons allowed. USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Biden officials continue to say the U.S.-Mexico border is perfectly secure, contrary to the United Nations calling it the most dangerous border on the planet.
The President and I are absolutely committed to ensuring that our immigration system is orderly and humane.
I am immensely proud to lead the workforce, the men and women of DHS, in executing our responsibility to secure the border and execute a safe, orderly, and humane process.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson tells Newsmax President Biden's inhumane policies at the southern border are financing some dangerous people.
How profoundly disturbing it is when you actually go down there. I mean, you hear the stats. It's been 3.7 million encounters since Biden took office. Last 4 months, we've been averaging over 7,400 encounters per day at the southern border. But it doesn't adequately talk about the human depredations of this massive illegal flow. You know, the open border policy is facilitating the multi-billion dollar, about $18.3 billion per year, business model of some of the most evil people on the planet, the sex trafficking, the human trafficking, the flow of deadly drugs.
Dormant, massive black holes in space are hard to spot. The European Southern Observatory's Very Large Telescope has found one, called VFTS-243. It's 9 times the size of our sun. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.